106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Some updates with regards to flood mitigation work being done on our local creeks.
The two big creeks we got are Cougar Creek and then Three Sisters Creek, which, because it is also comes down near a residential area and affects the parkway, is also, you know, high up there on our priority list after the 2013 flood. Updates are that the debris retention structure in Cougar Creek is slowly progressing and a lot slower and more complex than I believe originally thought.
Well, it's in a wildland provincial park, so the amount of approvals they have to get to build something like that must be a little crazy.
There are a lot of hoops. Right now, the terms of reference for the environmental impact assessment that's required for this project is online in Alberta Environment's website for public review. Once it's approved, then the environmental impact assessment can go forward. That should take about a year. This is something that's never been built before in Alberta. So we need to tread carefully and make sure we do it right.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Town of Canmore engineers and their consultants are working on the design of the structure, which will look like a dam, but will only hold back water and debris in debris flood events like we saw in June 2013.
Right.
But repair and maintenance is going to be considerable.
I'm sure.
So they're looking to try and tweak the design to reduce that. We'll see what the results are.
In the habitated part of Cougar Creek, though, it looks like they're working on revegetating that area right now.
Some landscaping. And the big project that they're going to try and move forward with this year is addressing the culverts under Elkhorn Boulevard and at the Trans-Canada Highway. Tweaking the design so that as the flow comes down, it doesn't evolve is the word.
Jam up.
We can all think back to those heavy equipment crews that were in the creek constantly trying to dig that culvert out.
The real heroes of the flood, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just from the test beds they had last year, are they going to be, when they revegetate, are they going to be trying to cover up the concrete slabs with some sort of vegetation?
From my understanding, it's more that the vegetation will take hold in between and over time grow, but it won't completely cover the concrete mats. The mats are meant to prevent what's underneath them from being washed away.
But it's going to look a little bit more natural. It's not just going to look like a whole bunch of concrete in a dry creek bed.
Yeah, it's a long process, and I think it'll take us a while to get to the point where we can say, okay, we're done messing with this creek. Three Sisters Creek risk and hazard assessment is complete, and short-term and long-term mitigation. Council gave it the thumbs up to go forward with those projects this year. That includes a deflection berm sort of higher up in the creek's watershed. And what that would do is that as flows come down the creek, instead of where it wants to go, it would hit this berm and then be redirected away from residential areas. Now, because this creek is more of a risk of overland shallow flooding for nearby residential areas, it's not as huge of a mitigation project as Cougar Creek. Also, there would be work within the channel, and we'll see some of those concrete mats go on the other side of the parkway if there's overflow of the creek at the parkway to try and manage that. So expect to see crews out doing this work this year. But when it comes to the big guy, the debris retention structure, I don't think we're going to get started until 2018 on that one.